Breakfast Briefing
with NetWatch.
Irish Daily Mail has an exclusive on its front page that primary school funding is being slashed by €16 per pupil nationally, and it's leading to fury among parents and teachers, or at least the ones who knew about it before this story came out in the paper. The Department of Education has cut the annual grant, this is the capitation grant, I think, for primary schools from €96 a year per pupil to €80 a year per pupil. That's a year into the new free school book scheme. The scheme is regularly cited as an example of the reforming impact of Fianna Fáil in government, but the Social Democrats TD Jennifer Whitmore said this is one of the many little cuts that are really hurting parents and schools. So apparently parents and teachers outraged at this €7 million cut in the annual grant to primary schools. A number of the papers talking about smoking, and the Irish Independent has it on its front page. The legal age for purchasing cigarettes and other tobacco products is set to rise from 18 to 21 under landmark legislation being introduced by the Health Minister. So the Cabinet meets tomorrow, and at that Cabinet meeting, Stephen Donnelly will seek approval from his colleagues for the legislation to increase the legal age to be able to buy cigarettes from 18 to 21. Rates have plateaued in recent years. So there was a period of time where a load of people weren't smoking. And I think during the pandemic, people took it up or people went back on the fags, and the rates have been plateauing in recent years. And what they expect is that raising the minimum legal age, it'll lead to a reduction in smoking prevalence and addiction. I don't think buying vapes is included in this legislation, but they are looking at that as well. But anyway, from tomorrow, this is going to be a big story, because the new law will increase the age for buying cigarettes from 18 to 21. Going a different route to places like the UK and New Zealand, where it'll be if you're born after a certain year, you won't be able to buy cigarettes. This is a slightly different way of doing it. The Irish Times, lovely photograph of the Northern Lights over Dalkey Island in Dublin. That's the main picture there. So many people saw the Northern Lights on Friday night. I kept seeing it on social media, then went outside and the sky was black. And then I'd go back in, and 2 minutes later, people would be tweeting more pictures, and even from Kildare, and I'd go outside and couldn't see them. So unfortunately, I missed them. I know a lot of you got to see them, and there's a gorgeous picture on the front of the Irish Times of the Northern Lights over Dalkey Island, and the image on the front of that paper taken on Friday night. I know people were hoping to see them again Saturday night. Didn't really materialise. An awful lot of cloud around as well. The main story on the Irish Times is that retail and hospitality businesses could be set for a cash injection worth thousands of euro as part of a new enterprise support package being considered by the government. Obviously, there's an election coming and they're very conscious of this. I assume this would be separate to the budget. This would be a cash injection to the sector's worst hit by the increased cost of living and doing business. Ministers were putting the finishing touches to the plans over the weekend, and it certainly will be before the budget, because I see that the Cabinet's going to discuss it tomorrow. Taoiseach Simon Harris pledging to unveil a range of supports for businesses when he took up office last month. So there's going to be additional grants in the hospitality and retail sector, if that's your area of interest. The Irish Examiner, photograph of Bruce Springsteen on the front of that paper. We'll have more about him shortly. He's in all the papers today. The main story, though, is about how nurses are scared and fearful, and the verbal and physical abuse of nurses by patients at the Mercy University Hospital in Cork has reached such a level that staff now carry alarms with them to send their precise location to security guards. They have a whole security team in the hospital, and they're helping nurses to report incidents and to prosecute offenders. There are close links with Gardaí, and nurses have been encouraged to report abuse. So now they go around with alarms, and they unfortunately have to use their alarm, press the button so that security know exactly where they are when there is an incident there. The Irish Examiner has quite a lot of the front page dedicated to that. The Irish Daily Mirror looks at the Eurovision from Saturday night. Bambi turns air blue. So Bambi Thug did very well at the Eurovision on Saturday night. And then they launched yesterday a scathing attack on Eurovision bosses, telling them FU. The Cork star, who came sixth for Ireland with Doomsday Blue, accused the European Broadcasting Union of doing nothing to stop attacks on them from Israeli TV. And Bambi said, what are Eurovision? We are what Eurovision is. The EBU is not what the Eurovision is. F the EBU. I think what happened was on Israeli TV, there were a number of warnings about Bambi Thug's performance, and Bambi felt that this was an attack from Israeli state television and wanted the European Broadcasting Union to do more to support them ahead of Saturday night. Anyway, good result for Ireland. Switzerland won with kind of an annoying song, but I presume people enjoyed the stage performance there. And we move on. Now, inside the papers, you know, energy always hitting the headlines for putting pressure on the other energy providers, and they're at it again today. The Irish Independent has the story that you know is introducing a new electricity price plan, cheaper than its previous ones. The previous ones were cheaper than other providers. This is even cheaper. And it'll work out at 23.69 cent per kilowatt hour. So this will be the cheapest unit rate on the market. It's a fixed rate deal. I was just checking there. The cheap rate that we have between 11 and 7am is 22 cent. And then it's 44 cent between 5 and 7pm. But here, would you know, it's 23 cent all day long. Customers can save a minimum of €490 by switching to it, we are told by Uno Energy, and it's the fifth time this year that the company has cut its fixed rate for new customers. All eyes now on the other providers to see, can they follow suit and can they match the prices that Uno are offering. The Irish Times tells us that laser hair removal and waxing are the leading cause of injuries, including scarring and burns within the hair and beauty sector here, but claims over eyelash extensions and chemical peel treatments are also increasing, according to data from the Injuries Resolution Board. The board received 437 claims relating to the hair and beauty sector between 2019 and 2023. I think a lot of it was to do with the Primetime Investigate show, so people were prompted by that to complain about beauty treatments and maybe injuries that they got as well. So you can read more about that in the Irish Times. Some of the things that people put themselves through in the name of beauty seem quite painful, and you can result in scalp burns as a result of dye. Also, there's the issues with the use of Botox, nail treatments and eyelash extensions. These are all being reported to the Injuries Resolution Board. Bruce Springsteen in all the papers because he's in Ireland for what feels like his annual tour of Ireland. And Ralph Regal, who's a big Bruce Springsteen fan, is writing in the Irish Independent today that he's indulging his favourite Irish pastimes during his 2-week concert visit because he's going for pints with friends and enjoying the chipper. Last Friday night, Bruce Springsteen visited Leo Burdock's fish and chip shop at Christchurch in Dublin. Apparently, he religiously goes here every time he's here. His first visit to the chipper was in July 1989, and the band enjoyed the food so much that they visited on almost every tour since then. And there's a photograph of Bruce Springsteen up on the wall in that chipper, and also he's gone for pints with his friends. So keep an eye out. You could see Bruce Springsteen around the country. Now, those are the stories making the headlines in the papers.
Breakfast Briefing
with NetWatch
on News Talk.